show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Yeah.
Before we start the show, remember everybody, you can always support the twins at officialharshtwins.com. Pick you out a patriotic t-shirt or hat today.
Speed it up.
Maybe a white privilege card or maybe some beard products. Use discount code Chinese Virus. Me and my brother, we gonna give you 20% off your purchase.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to talk about something.
That I think, you know, a lot of people feel like it's being forced down their throats.
Yeah.
And I can, a lot of people don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, but I think it's important that we do acknowledge the courage, the bravery of this young man. I mean, yeah.
Ben. Shut up and go to the video.
Just want to take a quick moment to say that I'm gay. I've been meaning to do this for a while now, but I finally feel comfortable enough to get it off my chest. I really have the best life. I got the best family, friends, and job a guy could ask for. I'm a pretty private person, so I hope you guys know that I'm really not doing this for attention. I just think that representation and visibility are so important. I actually hope that like one day, videos like this and the whole coming out process are just not necessary.
Yeah, he said some very good things, man. Some great things, man. He thinks representation is very important for gays. That's why we came out of the closet as black conservatives, man. Because I think, you know, when it comes to blacks being conservative, we need more of that.
Yeah,
that's why we came out.
That's more like come out the closet what we did.
Like, typically, I don't know if gay people actually realize this, but before you come out, people that's around you, they typically already know. They be like, really? I didn't know.
Oh,
you
wow.
Kidding, right? No. Oh, man, I ain't know that, man. Hey, man. Yeah, but, I mean, it takes, I really do think it takes a lot of courage and bravery for, like, a man to come out. Like, women.
Yeah.
I mean, you already got, like, literally half the population on your side. Like, dudes like, oh, man, it's hot. Oh, man. All right, just let me watch. I'll just be in the corner. I ain't going to say nothing. You ain't going to know I'm now. So funny, man. Hey, man, that's just being serious. I mean, even, I ain't going to even go there because I want to piss off Christian people.
Yeah, I think you already pissed off Christian.
I mean, I think
I'm a Christian. You a Christian.
Ain't no such thing as a perfect Christian.
Yeah.
If you got offended over that, man.
Let me say this. Like I was saying, like, dudes, they think like two women, they I mean, I don't know if I sound
Why you kicking a dead horse, man? That horse is dead. You kicking the shit out of him.
No, I'm just saying a lot of guys.
It's hot when two females.
Yeah, but when you put the shoe on the other foot, like you look at from the other side, like two dudes, like most women, like, oh, man, that's kind of crazy. You know?
That ain't dope.
I don't know. I'm not a female. I have no idea. That's
you thinking,
my.
You're thinking from a male perspective. Oh, man, you. Wow, what? You so. Oh, man, that's crazy.
Kevin. What?
I'm talking from a straight male perspective. You know, some people, you know, they're not down with, you know, gay people, man.
That's how
people react.
I do think it takes courage because you're going to be like the butt of jokes. I mean, like Joy Behar, she, go to that.
Las Vegas.
Okay.
The Las Vegas Raiders.
You know, Anna. Anna, after they said penetration in the end zone, they lost me. So, Sonny, is this a sign that this... Sonny.
Miss McCain didn't think that was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a double standard. Like, she's... Joy Behar is liberal. That's a liberal-ass show.
Yeah.
And it's like, I think it's very fitting that the one conservative on the show did not laugh. You know, they say the conservatives are like... You know, like the white supremacists, they hate gay people, and that. Yeah. It's like, Joy, nothing's going to happen to Joy. She may come out and apologize, but that's it. But if that was like
Man, could you imagine Tucker Carlson getting on there?
Can you imagine if Meghan McCain said that joke?
Yo, or if Trump tweeted something like that, just tweeted that joke.
You've been canceled automatically.
I mean, Trump would have got, if he still had Twitter, they would have deleted him that day.
Yeah, and this is one of the main reasons why a lot of, you know, gay athletes don't come out, because they are literally taking it from both ends. From Republicans and liberals.
No pun intended.
Man, it's got to be tough for him.
Yeah. But, man,
I thought if a gay person was going to come out in the NFL, it seems to have been like linemen so far. I thought it would be the punter.
Yeah, or the field goal kicker. Or maybe, you know, the water boy or something.
Like, sometimes when you look at the punter, I'm like, that dude got some childbearing hips. They're not shaped like the linemen. Like, the guy that came out gay, these are the linemen. These are the best athletes on the field. Wide receivers, defensive linemen.
The defensive ends, defensive end?
Yeah,
He's literally one of the best athletes on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's gay. So he's breaking all types of stereotypes.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was going to be like a field goal kick or a punt or something.
Yeah, we've been over that. Why are you beating that dead horse? Already said that.
Hey, come on, man.
Hey, but just because he came out as gay, I guarantee you he's not the only gay player in that locker room.
Yeah, not even close.
Yeah, gay people are everywhere.
Yeah.
You best believe there's some other gay people in there. Look, there's two type of gay people. One that choose to come out.
Yeah.
And the kind that stays private and tends to bust their nuts secretly. There's other gay people in the locker room. I bet you there's hundreds of gay players in the NFL.
Gotta be, man.
You don't even know. This star running backs, the quarterback is getting it on after the game.
You're like, what? No, man, not the quarterback.
And the running back.
Oh, man, they all stars. They Pro Bowls. They caught him doing what?
Yeah, I mean, but
yeah. Good for you, man. Good for you, man. And hopefully one day.
I'm sure there's going to maybe be times that he regret coming out because of all the attention.
Yeah.
It's going to be kind of like buying Bitcoin 2 months ago. You're going to regret it.
Hey, you know what?
That Bitcoin is falling off a table. I'm looking at it every day. I regret this.
Hey, you know what? I mean, people will. I mean, when we came out as being conservative, I mean, people judge you different. And I'm pretty sure people's going to judge him different. It's just.
Well, it's shocking when you come out black and conservative. That pisses people off.
It's shocking when you come out a defensive end and you're gay.
No, but I'm telling you, the people around him.
Yeah.
The people close to him.
Mm-hmm. They know.
They already knew.
Yeah. Hey, what was that tweet you was reading?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Pull up that tweet,
man. Yeah, pull up that tweet, man. He will be.
Hey, let me do some read.
No, you read too
damn
slow.
No, man, you got to read.
No, you read like you're reading a damn bedtime story.
No, I'm going to read it, man. Let me read it. By John. What kind of screen name is that?
And here we go.
He will be a better player forward. I agree. He's going to be a better player. It's not going to be hanging over his head, you know?
Yeah.
He will be a better player forward. Not worrying about it. I don't know if he is worrying about it. I mean,
I'm sure living with that in your closet.
What, worrying about
that? That's a skeleton in your closet. People that's gay like that, they walk around every day in fear somebody's going to find out. That's got to be horrible.
Hey, Keith, you left your cell phone open. I saw some stuff. Really? Were you looking at that? Hey, pull up the here we go, man. 20 hours ago. He would be a better player. I agree for it. Not worrying about it. And no, he is not looking at your junk in the locker room. He's looking to win. Now that's just being just totally stupid. He's gay. He's not a superhero. I can't turn off what I'm attracted to.
Yeah.
Can you imagine me being the head coach of a
women's? Shut up. No. Shut up. No, you're telling it all wrong. Just imagine. Okay, I'm attracted to women.
You sure about that?
I'm attracted to women. If you put me in a locker room.
Wow, like, Keith, I didn't know that you was attracted to women. Oh, see how we know?
Okay, look, like, I think what's really sad, I'm going to give you an example. Like, when I watched the Olympics, women volleyball players.
Oh, man.
Them with them long ponytails like horses, and they got them long, big, muscular legs and butts. in them tight shorts.
All that damn horse hair going
on. All that damn hair bouncing and jumping.
A damn ponytail, man.
Yeah, that damn ponytails will get
them
me
tight,
going.
Them tight shorts on, man.
Right?
Got them socks pulled all the way up to the knees. I saw, man, this is a great match, man.
Right?
Who playing next, man?
Right? I think they're some of the hottest women, right?
Yeah.
But let's say I was in the locker room with them. You
for,
think
for
I,
what? How you going to get in the locker room? Your head coach or something?
I'm just saying, I'm making a point, like him in the locker room, he's attracted to
me.
Well,
make it more realistic, man. Are you the head coach? You the janitor? Why you in now?
Why are you complicating this, what I'm trying to make?
Make it believable, man. It makes the story better. Say you're the head coach.
No, I'm not no head coach. Just put me in a locker room with a bunch of volleyball girls.
Well, you a pervert? What you do, break it?
I'm not.
You got to have a reason why you're in there. They just ain't going to let a 6'3" black man walk into a damn locker room.
Okay,
women.
What do you want me to say? I transition and I'm on a damn team or something?
No, ain't everybody know you ain't going to transition. Won't you just say you to the assistant coach and y'all doing a y'all just won a big
okay? Just say I'm the assistant coach.
Hell, why not say you?
Why the hell would I be in the locker room?
Yeah, y'all just won a big match and you celebrate.
No, man,
that's your excuse for being in there.
No, but just act like okay. He's around. He's my point is this. He's in the locker room with men, right? He's attracted to men.
Yeah,
he just confirmed it. He likes guys. Right? I mean, it'd be a sick joke if this was done as a joke. He likes guys.
Yeah, yeah. Right? Yeah.
So if you would put me in a locker room with a bunch of girls playing volleyball, the volleyball team, and I'm in there and I got to shower and get dressed in front of him,
it ain't nowhere in hell.
I can't hide that.
It ain't nowhere in hell I'm not going to get an erection.
Yeah, how the hell?
It's involuntary. It's like breathing.
Yeah, it's involuntary. Like, people say gay people, they're born like that. This is involuntary. He can't cut the switch off. I mean, how many times am I going to go in that locker room and just blue ball myself? I will quit. I'm like, I can't take it no more. Going home, my nuts hurting. I got all this pre-cum in my pants.
Hey, man, why you got to go there? Jeez. Don't forget we got Christians watching us.
I'm just saying he's around.
No shit. If he sees a nice, you know what, he might give it a double take. But I'm sure he's a professional. He's going to keep it moving.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But for how long, though?
I remember when I was in boot camp, right? And...
Man, hurry up, man. Your stories take forever. You can't even remember the damn story.
It was like 70 people in our platoon, right? I think 80% was black. The other 10% was
who cares
Latino. The other one's like white, right?
Who cares?
And I remember being in the locker room. I'd never been in a locker room with that many naked guys before
taking
a shower. That was uncomfortable.
That was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable.
I was like 19 years old.
I mean, yeah.
Real shy.
Is it your story or my story?
No, I'm just looking back on that. I was taking showers just like.
Yeah, you was probably fascinating.
No, that was like scary.
Shut up, man. I'm telling my story. It wasn't scary. It was uncomfortable. You scared of men taking showers?
Yeah, man. It's kind of crazy.
Man, you. Shut up. Anyway, man, I remember I was taking a shower, right? I said, man, this is crazy, man. It was like three guys to a shower head, right? I'm like, man, Herb, man, get your water on you. Here, man. Let me get some water action. Let me get some soap action now. We sharing the soap.
You had your own soap, man. This wasn't no damn gay brothel.
This is first battalion, man. We hardcore. We alpha males, man.
No, we was third battalion. We wasn't sharing soap.
Yeah, you third battalion, man. Y'all was the sissies. I was in first battalion, right? Man. So I'm like looking around, man. I was like, man, this is so uncomfortable. I can't wait. This is over, right? I look over, man. This is white boy. This is white boy in there, right? He about 5'6", right? He about 5'6". He got these. This dude is like, he does not have 20/20 vision. He's got these bifocals on. His eyes is big. He look like a damn owl, right? And his dude had a full erection. And when he was in there taking a shot, he wasn't even bothering with the water or the soap. He was just like this.
Yeah.
I knew he was gay. Everybody in that locker room knew he was gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bet you didn't turn your back to him, huh?
Well, I wasn't scared of him. He was 5'6", and he had like 2 inches of steel. I mean, if I slipped and busted my head, I probably wouldn't.
Shut up. Hey, what are we talking about here?
And then I had a bunkmate. He was gay. His name was Jackson. They actually caught him in the locker room he had him a little white boy now.
He got kicked out for that.
They caught him, man. In those days, man, you couldn't be gay.
In those days, it was don't ask, don't tell about being gay in the military. But once they found out, your ass is gone.
And the drill instructors love Jackson.
Yeah, they love messing with him. I mean, it was a staff.
Every morning, man, the first thing they do, they went and visit recruit Jackson.
Yeah.
Man, it took everything in my being not to laugh, man, because it was just funny. Not that there was, like, you know, belittling him because he was gay or.
Well, why else was they doing it?
It's just when they was in that dude's face and his responses and the sound of his voice, man, I would go to sleep, man. Be laughing so hard, man, my stomach would hurt. I damn near pissed on myself. Yeah. One time they was grilling Jackson, and his responses and his mannerisms, man, that was a damn comedy sketch.
Yeah.
Wonder what happened to Jackson, man. He's a cool dude, man.
Yeah. Probably in gay heaven. But anyway, back to the football player.
Yeah.
I ain't got nothing else to say, really.
Really?
I'm tired of talking about all this.
Congratulations, man. I hope you have a long, successful.
Well, you got a good support system. You're going to need it.
Yeah, because the Raiders already, I think they retweeted his tweet. They support him, you know.
Well, what do you think they're going to do? Tweet him, say, we don't want your kind in the locker room? What do you think they're going to do?
I'm sure your team is going to support you. I'm glad you had the courage.
I mean, Kevin, it's not that simple. There's a lot of people that's dislike. I mean, they literally hate that era gay people breathe. They find it gross. It's like, it's against people's religions.
Yeah, but I'm thinking everybody now knows he's gay. You know, he's confirmed it anyways.
I mean, I'm sure it's
gonna maybe he has a long, successful career. They have no downs about it.
And I don't know how the locker rooms in the NFL. I never been. I don't think it's gonna be like when we was in boot camp. All these naked dudes just taking.
No, the NFL got money. I'm sure he's got his own shower.
a big dude like the punter being there. Like, oh, that big dude's in here. He just told everybody likes men. He probably kicked my ass in the shower. You know, because the punter's like the.
What are you talking about, man? What the hell are you talking about?
What do you mean?
You act like NFL locker room is like a damn gay prison scene.
That was what? I mean, I'm sure the guy's not a predator. But people are homophobic towards gay people. That's how they think. I necessarily don't think.
You're going to have a few people that's going to be, look. Brother, I'm all for you coming out. I hope you have a long, successful career, but people will judge you. People judge us. I mean, do not let it get you down if people are staring at you, looking at you like you Fleece Johnson or something.
Fleece Johnson? If y'all don't know who Fleece Johnson is.
Everybody knows who Fleece
Johnson is. White people don't
Fleece
know about
Fleece Johnson is a superstar.
Fleece Johnson.
If you don't know who Fleece Johnson is, type in Booty Warrior Fleece Johnson. This guy,
he was in jail. He's a black guy. I mean, he's like a god in the black community.
I mean, not a god. He's more like a villain, ain't he? He's not a god.
I mean, he was like a star.
he's a star. He's a
known,
villain.
He's known as a star. He's known as a comedian when he wasn't even trying to be funny. But anyway, I'm done talking about this.
Hey, man. Congratulations, man. Making the team. Man, you a pro football player. Hope you have a long, successful career. Don't you, Keith? Tell him, man. Congratulate him,
I don't wish no ill will against anybody.
Well, congratulate him, man. He just came out and told everybody that he's gay.
Congratulate him? What the hell am I going to congratulate him for?
He's being himself. Tell him something, man.
Good luck.
No, man, I'm just joking.
Congratulations.
For you act like you had a damn baby or something.
Man, I don't even know why I'm congratulating. Like I said, it takes a lot of courage for him to do what he did. Now he's going to be known as the gay football player.
No, he's not. He's going to be known as the defensive end for the
man, you're crazy as hell.
He's going to be known.
Because this is a big thing for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, maybe they'll know him as, but the media is going to continue to push this forever.
I hope not. Hope they can get over
the mainstream media. You don't think they're going to keep pushing this?
Man, I want to. When I look at football, I'm cool with him being gay, but I don't want to be looking at Troy Aikman and what's the other guy's name? Joe Buck talking about, hey, defensive end, man, he's playing a good game. Hey, did you hear? He's a homosexual. He's breaking all kinds of stereotypes. He's got 4 sacks. He's whooping everybody's ass.
Yeah, they ain't gonna say it like
just
that.
Just call the game.
Joy Buck and Troy Aikman's a lot smarter than that.
It'd be funny to say, hey, this defensive end for Ray, he's kicking everybody's ass. No pun intended.
Nah, they ain't gonna do that. They'll lose their job quick.
Yeah,
they'll get canceled.
They get canceled.
Yeah,
well, so long they're not Joy Behar, she can make jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. That's all we got to say about that.
Yeah. Mike Lindell, true patriot. He needs our help. Here's a man who started from nothing, built a great company, great products, have seen rock bottom, have seen the worst. He ran through drug addiction.
Yeah.
I mean, this man has accomplished so much thing. He's the epitome of the American dream.
He worked hard, has a successful business, great products. And just because he supported the president of the United States, they've taken him out over 20 stores. They're banning him on social media.
Yeah.
He's having a tough time even marketing his products.
Yeah.
In this country, he's a man of principle. He has employees. He's got a great product. Mm. And just because he has different political opinions, big tech wants him to go away. But we're not going to let that happen on our channel.
They want to crush this business, too. So support Mike Lindell. Go to MyPillow.com and use discount code HOGSTWINS. Get up to 60% off.
Yeah. We take care of our patriots in this country. Don't forget, go to OfficialHOGSTWINS.com. Go to the Fight Censorship tab. Hit the links. Follow us on Telegram. Follow us on Rumble. And follow us on YouTube. They haven't censored us there yet.
Yeah, they're actually being fair.
Yeah.
Go to OfficialHoggsTwins.com and pick you out a patriotic t-shirt today. Hell, I'm even giving you 20% off. Just type in discount code Chinese Virus. We call it Chinese because it's from China. We making t-shirts great again.